This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. My brothers and sisters, welcome to a new journey at the Learn Deen Daily program titled 100 Key Advices from the Quran. Alhamdulillah, we are so blessed to have the book like the glorious Quran, the best book on the face of the earth, the greatest book for the humanity, for their guidance, the greatest book that helps us at every stage of our lives, the greatest because it is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, this journey is going to be, as mentioned, 7 days. So this is the first session. And inshallah, we shall go through the key advices in the first session. The first advice comes from the Quran, from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 21. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and those before you, that you may become righteous. Subhanallah, my brothers and sisters, this is a ni'mah from Allah Rabbul Izzah, a blessing from Allah, that Allah taught us to worship Him and the way how we should worship Him. And inshallah, this is the key advice, comes in the form of a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should always keep all the advices that we are going through, my brothers and sisters, in the perspective of 3 A's as an action plan. 3 A's is, number 1 A is acquire. We need to first acquire the understanding of this advice and learn it for our own benefit, inshallah. Number 2A is to apply what we acquire as a learning. We need to apply the advice from the Quran in our lives. And number 3, advocate. We need to advocate this beautiful command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these beautiful, advices from the Quran to others, beginning from our own family members, to our society, to our neighborhood, and to the whole of humanity. This advice is very powerful and profound as well. My brothers and sisters, Allah Rabbul Izzah reminds us and told us that we need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives for a main reason, because He is the one who created us. Obviously, the one who created us has the power, has the right, is the deserving one to be worshipped. So we need to ensure that we have to actually worship none other than Allah, our Rabb, who created us and who created those before us as well. And that's the only way that we may attain taqwa, that we may attain righteousness and piety, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this key advice, we need to ensure that from our life until we die, we need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second advice comes from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 42, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And do not mix the truth with falsehood or conceal the truth while you know. Subhanallah, again, we need to put this in the perspective of 3 A's as an action plan. We first acquire the understanding where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us and giving us an advice, an instruction, that we should never ever mix the truth with falsehood. Meaning we should never, mix the falsehood, that is ignorance, with something that is sound, something that is knowledgeable. You know, we need to ensure that we never mix our tawheed with shirk, for example. We should ever, never do anything that is against the sunnah as opposed to the sunnah, subhanallah. We need to always make things absolutely clear. Haq is always powerful and it should never be mixed with the falsehood. We need to acquire this understanding, apply it in our lives. During the course of our lives, we should always make sure that we be on the truth, we live on the truth, and we die and depart from this world with the truth, inshallah, and that is La ilaha illallah. And we need to advocate this as well to others, because we see people out there that they actually mix the truth with falsehood and they conceal the truth as well. Subhanallah, it is our duty to tell them and to give them advice from the Quran that they should never ever be mixing the truth with falsehood, or we should never conceal the truth. Rather, we should proclaim the truth in our lives. The third advice comes from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 44, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَالتَّنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do you order righteousness of the people and forget yourselves? Again, let's put it in the perspective of 3 A's as an action plan. We acquire the understanding. What is that that we are acquiring? That we should always do ourselves and then, you know, advise people. Or we should also advise people while we are striving to do that good. This is the understanding that we should always keep in mind, that we should never ever forget ourselves, you know, and try to, you know, invite people to that which we have no intention, no struggle, no effort to actually practice on. So that is the first thing that we need to acquire. We need to apply this in our lives. Whenever we are inviting, we should do our best. You know, if that's completely not possible, that's okay. But we need to strive and try to make sure that we are actually inviting people to righteousness, we should also practice by ourselves. And that's the third A, which is advocate. When we advocate people and when we practice that which we advocate about the righteousness, then that is a very powerful advocacy. That is a very powerful way of preaching bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. The fourth advice comes from Surah Al-Baqarah again, Surah number 2, Ayah number 45, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, and seek help through patience and prayer. Again, acquire this understanding that whenever you are in trouble, whenever you need help, and we know we always need Allah's help, the formula that we need to understand and acquire this understanding from the advice of this Quran is that we should seek the help through patience and prayer and apply it in our lives. Whenever we face difficulty, whenever we have ease, whenever we have, you know, things which we are going through, we need to ensure that we practice and apply in our lives this advice of, you know, being patient and prayer. These two things, when it is applied, it is very, very powerful. And then obviously we need to advocate it. We need to tell our wife, our children, our parents, our sisters, brothers, and the rest that, you know what, the formula for you to seek the help of Allah, Allah himself says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, and seek help through patience and prayer. The fifth advice, my beloved brothers and sisters, comes from the Quran, and that is from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 60, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ, and do not commit abuse on the earth, spreading corruption. Again, we need to acquire this understanding that we should be the people who knows that the corruption and abusing the earth is absolutely a criminal act, and we should abhor it. We need to apply in our lives by not spreading corruption, facade on the face of the earth. And we also need to advocate this fact, that is to make sure that we never ever be among those who are the mufsideen. We should always be among those who should be muslihin, not mufsideen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us again to apply this beautiful advice as well in our lives, and to help us to practice this and to promote this advice to others as well. The sixth advice comes from the Quran, from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 127, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Our Lord, accept this from us. Indeed, you are the hearing and the knowing. Again, acquire this understanding that whenever you do good, whenever you perform something that is good, something that is righteous, something that is pious, always ask Allah to accept it. This is the understanding that we always need to develop. Two, we need to apply it in our lives. Whenever we pray, whenever we give charity, whenever we, you know, read the Quran, whenever we do any good act which goes in line with the Quran and the teachings of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should always read this dua. And that is the dua that helps us to ensure that our efforts brings results by the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, we need to advocate this again to people out there, to our own people, who should always understand that when we do something that is good, it is the help of Allah with which we are able to do that is good. It is not a matter, it is not a point of pride that we are doing that in terms of goodness. We should always be humble and have that humility for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that intention to be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that understanding that we should always promote that whenever we do anything that is good, we should ask Allah to accept it. Because indeed, if we do so many things, and if Allah is not accepting what we are doing, then all the struggle, all the efforts becomes pointless and have no sense in our lives. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our efforts, whatever we do, to please and to draw closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another advice that comes from the Quran, from Suratul Baqarah again, Suratul Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 141, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, and you will not be asked about what they used to do. Meaning, when we need to put this into perspective of 3 A's as an action plan. Acquire this understanding. Lot of us, we actually get this understanding either from our own side or from we get to hear from people that, you know, our forefathers, they used to do so and so, and that's why we are doing, you know, our elders, they used to do so and so, and that's why we are doing. Truth will always remain truth, even if our forefathers did it or they did not do it. So we need to ensure acquire this understanding that we will never be questioned about what they used to do. We will be questioned about what we do in our lives. And this is the understanding that we need to acquire. Two, we need to also practice this, apply it in our lives, that we are responsible for our own actions, and they were responsible for their own actions, and our children will be responsible once they become adults for their own actions. I have to, you know, be accountable for my own actions. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, we need to apply this formula and advise in our lives as well. And also advocate and promote this advice, this beautiful piece of advice, to others, those who actually try to find and follow blindly people because only they were the forefathers, whether it be customs or their traditions or something, that even if they go against the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should advocate this beautiful piece of advice, that they will never be questioned about us and we will never be questioned about them. They will be asked what they used to do. The 8th piece of advice that comes from the Quran, again from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 156. Allah Rabbul Izzah, he says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed, we belong to Allah, and indeed to Him we will return. Acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters. This is very powerful and profound. We all need to acquire and attain this understanding that we all belong to Allah, and ultimately it is to Him our return, right? When we have this understanding, subhanallah, our life becomes so beautiful. and so content that we basically always have this notion in our lives, this principle in our lives that, you know, no matter what I may lose in this dunya, I belong to Allah and I shall be returned to Him. So this is something, the life of this dunya, which is very temporary, which is going to end. And this is how we apply this understanding, this beautiful piece of advice in our lives by saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And we also advocate this powerful teaching and beautiful advice from the Quran that people should also understand that undoubtedly we and everything that belongs to us and everyone belongs to us, every one of us, we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and indeed to Him we shall return. Another advice that comes from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 168, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Ya ayyuhan nas, kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiban, wala tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan, innahu lakum aduwwum mubin. Subhanallah, Allah Rabbul Izzah is giving us an advice in terms of we should be eating whatever is on earth that is lawful and good. We should always make sure, my brothers and sisters, in order for us to be productive Muslims, in order for us to be people who are pleased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should always eat that which is lawful, which means that which is halal, and that which is tayyib, which is good. And we should never ever follow the footsteps of shaitan. Now, many times it happens so that we actually, earn something that is haram and we actually eat out of it. So perhaps the food that we eat, it might not be haram, but the earnings that comes with that is not allowed. So we need to ensure that we always keep in mind this formula of the Quran, the beautiful advice from the Quran, that is, we should always go for something that is lawful and good. Even if it's little, it will give you the blessing. It will give you the taste, the fruits that will be well satisfied, far more better and superior than that which is unlawful and that which is not good. And we should always ensure that we do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. My brothers and sisters, another advice again comes from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 188. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ. And do not consume one another's wealth unjustly. Subhanallah, again we need to acquire this understanding, this powerful and very relevant piece of advice that comes from the Quran in a time where we see that people, they eat up each other's property unjustly. They try to, manipulate the wills. They try to, embezzle the inheritance. They try to, deviate things which should not be done. We need to acquire this understanding that Allah gives us the advice that we should never ever eat up each other's property unjustly. Apply this in our lives. Whenever you get into a situation where somebody's right has to be given, be fair and be fearful. Be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be just in terms of distribution of that wealth, and advocate it as well. Perhaps there are many among our own family members who do not have this notion, this understanding, this piece of advice from the Quran that it is absolutely unlawful to eat up each other's property unjustly. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that which is pure, which is good, and which is just as well. And let our hands distribute that which is always fair and just for every one of us. Another piece of advice comes from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 216, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says a beautiful teaching, but perhaps you hate a thing and it is good for you. And perhaps you love a thing and it is bad for you, and Allah knows while you know not. We need to acquire this powerful teaching, my brothers and sisters, and we all face this kind of situation, you know, in our lives. Sometimes we hate a thing, but it turned out to be good because Allah planned it so. And sometimes we love a thing and it is actually bad for us. That's why we don't get it. So we need to rely and trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this comes in terms of our application. Once we gain this understanding, once we acquire this concept that, you know, we might hate a thing and it's good for you, and sometimes we love a thing and it's bad for you, you know, Allah is all aware of everything and we do not have that kind of knowledge. So we need to apply that in our lives by trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by trusting the decisions that Allah takes in our lives, by trusting and relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is indeed one of the powerful advices from the Quran. And once we have that understanding and application in our lives, we need to advocate it to others as well. We need to tell people, don't worry, if you hate a thing, you know, perhaps, and it does happen to you, it is something that is good for you, inshallah. And sometimes you love a thing so much, but you don't get it. And in sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps it's bad for you. So be happy. A mu'min will always have a win-win situation, subhanallah. And that's what we need to advocate to people. Another piece of advice comes from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 220. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْيَتَامَى قُلْ إِصْلَاحٌ لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ. And they ask you about orphans, say improvement for them is best. Treatment to the orphans in Islam is highly encouraged to be dealt in the best manner. And we need to acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters. Perhaps there are many among our own family, among our own relatives, who are actually orphans. We need to take care of them. We need to sponsor them. We need to help them and give them that which they actually desire and deserve, subhanallah. And we need to, and that's how we basically apply this beautiful piece of advice in our lives. And if we are not able to also, due to whatever limitations that we have, we need to advocate it to others. You know, we need to advocate and promote this beautiful advice to others. Perhaps others are able to do so what we can't do. And Allah does not put, you know, something which we cannot bear. So we need to advocate this beautiful teaching to take care of orphans. And that's the legacy that we can actually leave behind by taking care of orphans. And this is indeed one of the greatest acts that is prescribed in the Quran. Another piece of advice from the Quran is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, قُلْ هُوَ أَذَى فَاعْتَزِلُوا النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيضِ وَلَا تَقْرَبُوهُنَّ حَتَّى يَطْهُرْنَ. Allah Rabbul Izzah, he says, say, it is haram, so keep away from wives during menstruation and do not approach them until they are pure. This is, we need to acquire as a matured people an understanding that when our women are impure, it is unlawful for us to approach them and until they actually get pure. And we need to practice this in our lives, my beloved brothers and sisters, in order for us to gain that consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to advocate it as well to others, those who do not know. Perhaps they have never read this ayah. Perhaps this understanding, this piece of advice is not come across in their lives, where Allah gives guidance for that which is pure, for that which is good, for that which is, you know, best for us in our lives. So we need to ensure that Our understanding of the Quran is, subhanAllah, that it prescribes that which is pure and perfect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives a piece of advice in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 233, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْوَالِدَاتُ يُرْضِعْنَ أَوْلَادَهُنَّ حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ. Mothers may breastfeed their children two complete years. Now, this is again very important and very powerful for ourselves to acquire as an understanding, that it is always important and recommended, and this is something which is, comes as a piece of advice for every mother to give the breastfeed their children for two complete years. And obviously this needs to be applied as well for the practical application of the advice from the Quran, and we need to advocate it as well among our own people to apply, to follow and to pay heed to this beautiful advice. And there are so many benefits that we can actually get when we actually do the application of this beautiful advice from the Quran. Another piece of advice that comes from the Quran is from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 256. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, La ikraha fi ddeen. Allah says there shall be no compulsion in acceptance of the religion. Now this comes for those who are not yet Muslims. We as Muslims cannot force anyone. We have no right to push any people to accept Islam. It is Allah who guides people. It is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for people to be guided. But we need to acquire this understanding that we should never ever put a compulsion on people to accept the religion. And we should apply it in our lives by practicing it to ensure that we fulfill and practice this command in our lives. And we need to tell people as well, advocate this beautiful advice, because subhanAllah, Islam itself means submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know submission cannot be done by compulsion. Submission comes from your heart. That inclination that comes from your heart cannot be forced by anyone. You cannot incline and force people to incline their inner self to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has to come from Allah Rabbul Izzah. It has to be initiated wholly and solely by that individual. It is his wish, it is his will, it is his personal decision that takes it into the acceptance of the religion. So my beloved brothers and sisters, it is important for us to pay heed to all these advices from the Quran. Indeed, these advices are directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know when it comes from Allah, it is pure, it is powerful, it is productive, it protects us, and it is always permanent in terms of benefiting us, not just in this life, but the hereafter as well. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant the understanding that helps us to gain these things in our lives in a practical way. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us and help us to acquire this beautiful advices mentioned in the Quran, help us to apply it in our lives, and help us to advocate it to others as well, so that we may fulfill our duty as a Muslim for the humanity. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.